Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 50, Stop Waiting for Last-Minute Writing Inspiration. My life presents numerous complications, making it hard to plan ahead or get ahead. But one practice I've begun is to stop waiting around for last-minute writing inspiration and instead generate ideas that can be waiting in the wings for their chance to step out onto the screen and become a blog post or a podcast, an article, or even a book project. That way, when I find some time that opens up where I can write, I don't spend half that time trying to come up with an idea. Instead, I simply pull from the list. Well, the other day I was listening to an interview of copy blogger writer John Morrow, and I'll give you a link in the show notes to that Duct Tape Marketing podcast episode if you want to hear the whole thing yourself. John says he likes to focus on the emotion that he wants to bring out in his reader. The interviewer asked him about his practice for finding that target emotion, and John explained that Brian Clark, the founder of Copyblogger, gave John an assignment early on when they started working together. Brian told John, "I want you to write 100 headlines a day for different blog posts, and I want you to study and get really good at these." And so John did. He went back to Brian in a month and he had 3,000 headlines. And Brian was astonished because even though Brian had told other people to do the same thing, no one had actually done it, but John did. And by taking on that assignment, John noticed certain headlines made him feel something, and those were the ones that grabbed his attention. So his approach is to focus on what he wants the reader to feel and then choose a topic and dive into the writing. Now, we got two things going here. One is this philosophy of writing for emotional results or emotional connection. Now, that's interesting enough, and we may discuss this in more detail, but I want us to pause for just a second and let that number sink in. John wrote 3,000 headlines in 1 month. In fact, John went on to say that he continued that practice of writing 100 headlines a day. He said he got so much out of it for 30 days, he continued doing it for 2 years, 7 days a week. He never took a day off. So he wrote, and I did the math, he wrote 36,400 headlines in the first year. And then at the end of the 2 years, he had written 72,800 headlines. With that practice and repetition, of course he got better and better. And he had absolutely no lack of ideas when it came time to write an article. So this got me thinking, in honor of this 50th episode of the podcast, I'm going to issue a challenge to take Brian Clark's exercise of writing 100 headlines a day. You can do that if you want to, but I'm going to go a little easier on you. I challenge you, I'm going to challenge myself too, that for the week ahead, write no fewer than 50 headlines for whatever kind of writing you do. Now, if you write online content, you might enjoy playing around with some tools like CoSchedule's Headline Analyzer. I'll link to that in the show notes, and I'll even include a screenshot of how I ended up titling today's post. And there's another tool, it's called Emotional Marketing Value Headline Analyzer, and I can link to that too. Anyway, you can have a little fun with this, and I think those tools add to the fun a little bit, just as you play around with things. But I think you'll find that if you've never done this before, if you've never sat down and just written out headlines, 50 might feel like a lot, and those first few will feel really clunky. But once you get going, maybe you do something like pulling up that CoSchedule Headline Analyzer and you play around with it a little bit, I think you'll feel yourself loosen up and the ideas will flow. In episode 46, What's the Big Idea? I suggested coming up with a big idea for any piece that you're working on. The big idea would be your controlling idea, your theme statement, your thesis, something that guides you as you're writing. Well, these headlines that you generate, these can capture a big idea. And don't feel like by generating these 50 headlines, you're obligated to write these particular 50. It's just practice for headline writing, and it offers you options when it comes time to write. Let's take the challenge. Let's sit down and generate 50 headlines, or 50 titles if you want to call them that, so that we'll have options and inspiration at our fingertips, because I don't want to be stuck sitting around waiting for last-minute inspiration, and I don't want that for you either. So are you ready? 50 headlines. Let's do it. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.